This is Kenita Murphy. I'm on my way to the home of Ms. Mildred Harris. Today is Monday, April 21st, 2003.
Okay, we're at the home of Ms. Mildred Harris, and she's going to share with us some of her experiences with shape note singing and her recollections that she remembers as a child. When I called you early on the phone, you said you really didn't know that much about shape note singing itself, as you know, what the notes may mean and all that other kind of stuff. But you did have some experience, you know, going to the different singings and conventions and so forth. Could you tell me a little bit more about that, how you got involved in going to the singing conventions and what were they like?
Well, I went to the singing convention with some of our elder deacons, Deacon Boys of Jackson, and I joined St. Luke Baptist Church when I was 12 years old, and we didn't have no piano, the old people. Someone would sing, one would pat, they would pat and sing till the Holy Ghost come. We didn't have no pianos way back there. And that's why I liked it, said, take me back to that old church house way back home. And some of our song was Guide Me, O Great Jehovah in Devotion, and Swing Low, Sweet Charity. And that's how we got started. And we would pat and sing and fan with paper sacks till the Holy Ghost come. We had a good time. And some of our song was, when we get ready to dismiss, we would pray. And we would sing, I'm coming home, never more to roam. We know how to sing and we know how to pray. And we still prayer brought us this far, and I hope prayer will take us on.
So you remember a lot more people attending the different singings at St. Luke than they are now?
Yes, a lot more. The older heads, they gone on. All of them, all the old heads are gone on.
You sing with Virgil Chapel.
Yes.
Choir night with the
Young
shape note singing.
Yes.
How long have you been doing that?
I'd come to Virgil Chapel in 42 years since I've been there. I've been rushing and singing.
Okay, so do you do the lead part of it?
Since Deacon S.T. William died, he was the leader. Mr. Will Green, Boys of Jackson, all of them, I come up on them, Mayor Queen home.
And so you've been doing this for quite a while.
Yeah, I've always been trying to sing it since I was 12 years old.
Well, could you tell me a little bit more about what would take place at these different scenes and conventions that y'all attended, you know?
Yeah, well, we would, you know, we would have food. Each choir would go around and sing from whoever church had its number. And they would sing. And even Faded Grooms, way back in that, he was one of our choir leaders. C. Green is dead, Will Green, Boys of Jackson. But when we had those conventions, each church would have it maybe, if we have it every month, but we have it every quarter now. And so after Owen died, thanks to Deacon William, he asked me to take the singing over. And I didn't think I could never do it. But after he asked so faith and never said another word, I said, I can't let him down, I'm going to give it a try. Thank God I did. I enjoy it.
So do y'all ever, you know, practice the notes now or for the singing?
Yeah, we practice about every 3 months when they sing. We practice before singing time. And I ain't but three of us now.
But three
of us. I do, you know, older people.
Is there, you're a member of Virgil Chapel now.
I am.
Is there some kind of effort at Virgil Chapel to kind of keep the shape note singing going in the church now? Or?
Yeah, just we was in there just singing, but they got two more different choirs.
Okay, and that do they sing shape note singing at all?
Or? No, they get them pianos and things.
So, what do you, the other interviews I've done, Mr. Jones and I've done, you know, Miss Diane Jones, you may know her, and Miss Ethel Baldwin, they all have stated that, you know, this is a tradition that's dying out.
It is.
And I asked the question, you know, to them, what do they think needs to be done to revitalize this tradition in our African-American community, especially here in Randolph County? What do you think we could do?
We need our young people to step in because we could fall by the wayside. And stop depending on so much of piano, because someday you may not have a piano player. We need our young people to come in. We beg them every convention, come on and sing for us. We'll sit back and let you sing. It's a, you know, an older people song, but we want them to come in and take a part because we know we ain't going to be there always. And we need our young people. So when we're gone from this place, they will be able to take over.
Okay. I had asked Mr. Jones also about, you know, this question. And, you know, he another factor that he brought up was about having the pastor of the churches interested in it. Do you think that's important?
That pastor ought to be the head of the church. You know, they're starting everything. We need our pastor much as we need our young people.
So do you think having the pastor's interest, that would, you know, help encourage the other members in the congregation to steer it back into that tradition? And one of the things in my research that I've, since I've been doing this project, is about singing schools. You know, there was actually schools, I know, in, you know, maybe in the white community where they went to teach shape note singing. Was there anything like that here, to your knowledge, about like singing schools where they would go to actually learn how to sing shape note singing here in Randolph County?
Well, they, at one time, a few years ago, they did, but you know, when we were going to school, we had devotion. We had to sing before you start open up school. That was the first thing you had to do. Had devotion and sing, say a prayer and sing a song. But nah, I really don't know about these schools too much since all my children grew up and I don't. But it would help.
And one of the things that Miss Diane Jones had mentioned was that, you know, maybe if some instructor or somebody on a professional level came into the community to actually teach shape note singing to the younger people, or offered as a class or something at Andrew College, that may help revitalize
it the will. Interest. It certainly will.
You think, agree that
I
would help?
I would agree.
That would help. Okay. About back to the conventions, what order of service would they go through with that? How would that work? Would you have the devotion?
Devotion. And then you call the roll, you do the welcome, and then call class the roll. And you go from there, and each class have about three songs apiece. Last song on collection, the third song.
So some of them have what they call at least three sessions. So one, the first round, all the churches present will sing at least one selection. And then the second round, just another song. And then the third, as I heard one gentleman say at a church, they were sing and pay.
That's it.
The money, so the churches would pay what kind of donation, or what would that money be used for?
It was, most churches got their own treasure. But we, you know, their own treasure island, we leave them island at the church. We don't, everything done by the church, some thing they do not. They represent people's different thing. But we ain't never been there. We represent Virgin Chapel.
And just the monies that are raised, what is that used for exactly?
The church, anything the church sees need for. We don't never keep no money. Whatever is needed.
One other thing I wanted to ask about, the shape note, well, your experiences with it. You had mentioned about, you know, the crowd of people that would come to these singings or whatever. Could you tell me more about that, how that was?
Well, this was the Georgia and Alabama singing. I hadn't started singing then. Now, they were really singing. You could...
You know what year that was?
Lord, it's back there. I married in the 40s, and so we were before then, because I started tending. That's where I started going to it. But our group never was in the Georgia and Alabama singing. Now, it's just anybody now called Georgia and Alabama. Older people gone, and we just singing. Some of them same people with them now is still singing. Like Robert Lee and all them there, and George Lawson. He was our teacher. He was our instructor. He done a good job as long as he was able. He tried to teach us a note, but I wasn't good at it. But we have some notes. He would teach us.
So there was an influx of people that would attend conventions at this time. So there aren't any churches that are from Alabama in the convention anymore?
No, I think they're around Lumpkin, Louisville, and all like that. I think Benevolent's still in it, New Salem, too, but we never been in it.
Okay. I attended one, the Georgia-Alabama singing back in February, and mm-hmm. I believe I was informed that were only like 8 or 9 churches, uh-huh. and they were all from Georgia.
Yeah.
So.
You used to have a Georgia and Alabama singing once a year. You couldn't get to the church.
Really?
Because Man Jones, they was in. I think Piney Grove used to be in. I don't know if they still in or not.
Okay. I'm not sure where they're in. I know Mr. Man is in it. You know, he loves this.
He loves singing. He's a good instructor, too.
He loves to do this. And he had expressed an interest in, you know, being willing to share it with others,
mm-hmm.
The shape note singing. So would they serve dinner or what was that? What was the atmosphere like at one of these conventions? You mentioned that you wouldn't be able to get to the church. You know, what would be
there? There's some good hard down singing, and they didn't sing by music either. And them Scots and all those people are well known.
Mm-hmm.
It just good hard down plain singing. Everybody was in their place. Like I might start off leading, I probably end up air toeing all like that.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody know their part and their song. Oh, it's been good singing.
So there was a lot more fellowship. Yes, fellowship it was. In the area.
And people would be there so cause they know who was gonna sing and who was coming. It was huge, you know, different singing, different choirs. Back in the old days.
Were there a lot of young people involved then? Or?
Yeah, it's right, a lot of them then. One as many as we got now don't go, but it was a lot of them come because they didn't have no ways to go, and their parents took them to church, and they joined in with them singing.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So how long would these conventions last then? How would one session last? Would it be an hour or a couple of hours?
Yeah, well, maybe a couple. If you go there at 12, you get out by 3.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Because sometimes they start off in Sunday school. If you're going to host a singing, you're going to have a Sunday school. Everybody in one place that Sunday.
Okay. Would a meal be served or something?
Oh, yes. After the convention end, that's when they serve
it. Would that the church that hosted it would prepare the meal, or
yes,
would people bring? I've often been told stories about people back in the day here in the South would bring like trunk loads of food and stuff. Did they do that?
It was mostly at our school closing. Everybody would bring a trunk.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. But at these singing, most churches respond for their own event that day.
Mm-hmm.
Like Budget Chapel, we having it the third Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So we all respond for food, but the chapel respond for the guests,
mm-hmm.
choirs.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So as the older heads died out, the tradition, you know, just seemed to die out.
Yes. The children find out, reading the parents, they didn't have enough interest to bring the children. Back in the old days when we were, the parents brought the children. You saw their mama up singing, the child was standing right behind her, they'd be singing. But I don't know what happened to her, and it's got away.
Well, do you think there has been a change in the African-American community in relationship to the church as to where you remember it?
Yes.
You remember you had stated that, you know, the parents brought their children.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that now? What are your thoughts on that?
No, I think if the children go if they want to go. They tell the parents they don't want to go.
Mm-hmm.
That includes my grand.
Mm-hmm.
And they let them do what they want to do. But back in those days, if you say we going to church, she meant we.
Mm-hmm.
And they were there.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we could go back to the good old ways. It would be a better place.
What do you think would have to happen to get us back there?
I think to work on the parent.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no need of blaming the children. Work on the parent. I'm speaking from experience.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what got to happen to get us back, but we need to go back to the good old ways.
Okay. Well, when I interviewed Ms. Diane, she had mentioned that she had learned singing at home. You know, that was just like a part of mm-hmm. daily life for mm-hmm. her around her house. Her parents sung, or, you know, even all of her siblings, they sung together.
They
you know,
did.
When they worked in the cotton fields or whatever they were doing, they were singing.
Yeah.
And that's how she caught on to singing. Did you share a similar experience of, you know, singing around the home? Or?
Well, I got it from the older peoples, and they didn't sing choir at all. They would sing hymns and be to church on Sunday morning. Mm-hmm. But I always wanted to get in a choir. I could sing hymns too, but I like choir. Mm-hmm. And back to Diane Jones, I remember, I know her family. Mm-hmm. All them from day one liked the Carters. You know, some folk, they born with the gift. Mm-hmm. And they did songs, but I was out there trying to get it any way I could. So I like singing. Mm-hmm. But it did start from the family, because my family, us didn't ever sing. We went to church together, but some worshiped. Mm-hmm. Some was in the choir, but this the whole entire family, we didn't ever do it. Mm-hmm. I always wanted to be in devotion to them hymns. I wanted to do that. And then I like to cry. Mm-hmm. I like what I'm doing. I hope our young people catch on, because we really need them.
Mm-hmm. So I know one recollection she had was, it was a Cottonfield song she sung. It was, you probably heard her sing it before. I wonder, will the day ever come?
Yes,
yeah. Be free. Mm-hmm. Do you recall any other songs or whatever being sung in the cotton fields
nothing but him, my mother-in-law and all them there, you know, they get out there and they do and they can moan, you can hear them moaning from here uptown, yeah, but I enjoyed it. And they didn't go home and sit down, you know, they just run out the field and wipe their feet off, just cut their shoes in the hand, they was in the church. We didn't have no, I ain't got time to go today, I've got them red. I got to spend from the older people. I always want to do like older people.
So there was no excuse.
No excuse.
And also during the interview with Ms. Jones, she had mentioned something about, as far as like the spirit in the church, the mm-hmm. atmosphere. I mentioned that earlier. She remembered how, the sisters in the corner would be doing the moaning.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so forth, and, you know, the amen and all mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. Do you remember any of that?
Yes, that's what I got it from. I read in St. Luke Church. Them Carter was down there. We were little. I hadn't even joined a church. They'd be moaning so darn revival. And my mother-in-law, you could hear her moan, and I don't know. You can tell when she was troubled, it just hit a bone. Mm-hmm. And it just brought joy to me. Every time I get down and I will just go to moaning, because I got that from her. Mm-hmm. She was, and my her sister, she lived 106, and you know I know about it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Your sister?
My mother-in-law's sister, Loreen Johnson, mm-hmm. she lived to get 106. Mm-hmm. And she was about 97 before she joined the church.
Really?
She didn't even go to church. Well, honey, she could moan, don't care what your problem was, it just drive them away. And I do it now sometimes. I get up in the morning, if I feel down and out, I just go to the morning. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So, music, you're using it as kind of like a daily constitution, if mm-hmm. I can borrow those words from, again, Ms. Jones. Mm-hmm. She referred to the same thing as how she would moan and mm-hmm. sing and mm-hmm. and hum to herself,
yeah.
You know, and that was a way of yes. uplifting her mm-hmm. through whatever she was going through. So mm-hmm. you use that in that same respect.
Oh yes, it'll do a whole lot for you. You don't have to talk to nobody. This you just go to moan, you find peace of mind. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Look like that just speaks for itself.
So where do you see Shape Note? We know that it's dying out, you know, now. And currently, what do you, think needs to happen in a hurry if we're going to, you know, keep this thing alive? Or what would you like to see happen, to keep the tradition going?
I would like to see the pastor step in. They're the head of the church. They need to step in. And, you know, most children relate to pastors, and they would just, my children took over with some youth. But now the youth is children theyself, and they don't relate to their parent. Mm-hmm. And they go there. Well, they say they don't want to go. Mm-hmm. And when I was going to Sunday school like that, I didn't ask them, did they want to go? When I said, I'd be ready, or sitting down, they'd be ready. And we need to start somewhere, and I believe it's first the pastor, and then it's in the home. He need to relate to the parents.
You had mentioned that you think the pastor also needs to be interested in this. How involved do you think your current pastor is, or past pastors have been mm-hmm. at Virgil Chapel in Shape Note Singing?
Well, a long time ago, we had one 30, 2 years, he was all right. And then you stay in a place too long, you get too satisfied. He left himself because he see he wasn't moving, and he left himself. And now we got a pastor that children love, and now it's time to take over, you know, and start working with them. Mm-hmm. They love him to death. You can give anything, we can have a mission, anything, they ain't going to be there, let the pastor say. I need my children. They there, they run the pulpit over, and this is the time. If he let this opportunity go by, I don't expect he can, you know, regain them again. Mm-hmm. And he need to step in now.
Has anyone made any efforts, you know, at your church in particular to try to get the ball rolling on that? And
yes, they trying, but they going by it. I don't know. He don't know him can work it out, because I can tell him anything. Reverend Ross didn't say it. So, yeah, we been trying. I hope it get better after a while. We done start trying to do it different way.
Do you think he personally has an interest in the shape note singing, or knows a little bit about it?
When he hear it, he respond to it. I don't think he's ain't nothing but 40-some years old.
So he's a baby. But
but when he hear it, he respond, because he don't holler. He didn't even know. You know, he know we had a senior choir. But the only time, you know, we have other church, the only time he hear us is when, like, past anniversary, a senior citizen, we'll sing some. Mm-hmm. And then I didn't know we all do that. See, he be involved in other things. Okay. But those children now, if he tell them that we need to do this, he told them, he'll tell them about it. They need to get other songs. And he'll tell them about them old songs, what brought us through, the older people. Mm-hmm. They don't sing them no more, say, but them songs still good. He always cautioned them about where we come from. Mm-hmm. And his favorite song, you don't forget where you come from, mm-hmm. You know. When you get there, don't forget where you come from.
So he needs to take advantage of youth responding to
yes.
him.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's one way for it to be revitalized mm-hmm. in your particular church.
Yes, and I always go to him and tell him how we've got made it this far, and I tell him how we got there. And we need his support to help us bring the others on behind us.
And so you mentioned it was only three of y'all now mm-hmm. at Virgil Chapel going mm-hmm. to the different singings mm-hmm. and so forth. How often do y'all go to these singings, or?
Quarterly.
Just quarterly?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We practice it, but just quarterly. We in a third and fifth, and we go quarterly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And do you attend any of the conventions frequently whenever they're held?
Yes, I attend whenever I can. I attend as I go most all the time when I was able.
Are they held quarterly also, or the conventions?
Some of them, you know, like these choir anniversary with these piano, they usually be held once a month from one church to the other. I don't follow them like I used to. Mm-hmm. But I like their singing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But the conventions, how far away are they now?
Well, we go, they're not far. What's the distance?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, in the region, are they like, far as like Dawson? Or?
No, with the choir anniversary, the young folk about music, they goes everywhere. Mm-hmm. But the seniors, we just went around in Randolph County.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We just went around. Seven churches in one and six in the other.
Okay.
Third and fifth.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Third and fifth. Mm-hmm. Okay.